The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest is Lacoon Sensei. Did I say that right?
I think so.
All right.
You'll have to ask Lacoon.
He is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates, now working in our IT department as an IT help desk technician.
Yes, and exciting to have Lacoon as a teammate.
Yes.
After hearing his great testimony at our graduation on a rooftop a while back.
Wow.
And we'd love to hear it again today, Lacoon. Just tell us the story of how you ended up at the front doors of Union Rescue Mission. Probably didn't think about ever ending up at the front doors of Union Rescue Mission. Neither did I as a child.
There you go.
So how did it happen?
When I was young, when they asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up, Union Rescue Mission was not my first choice, but God works in a way that allows us to really put faith in Him. So,
amen.
I don't regret being here, but it was a long road to get here. Originally, I'm from I was born in East Africa, Ethiopia, and grew up in a alcoholic household. When I was 3 years old, my mom left the country because of abusive situation in the household with my father. So I lived with him from the age of 3 to the age of 12, and then moved in with my grandparents. And then at age 14, I migrated to the U.S. to rejoin with my mom after about 11 years apart.
Wow.
Three to 14. I didn't really know my mom until I was 14, really, because I don't remember her. I was 3 years old. So
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
And what city were you in Ethiopia?
It was in Addis Ababa, which is the capital city.
Yes.
Yeah, you're familiar with that, Reverend.
Yes, I had a friend with Christian Community Development Association, and her name is escaping me, but she was known as the Mother Teresa of Addis Ababa, and she had been married to the former mayor, but he was quickly thrown into jail, and she was an outcast after that happened. But she began to serve the poor with water and housing. I wish I could remember her name. I've sat and had lunch with her in many different cities, but I haven't seen her in a long time.
And so the city that you came from, Lacoon, is it near that church that's carved out of the rock?
Kitty's seen that episode of 60 Minutes.
Yes, and I've always been so thrilled and so excited about, you know, those kinds of things. And Ethiopia, knowing that the Jewish Ethiopian folks are part of the Bible, but you never see them. When you see Israel and those things, so I'm excited about that. We're talking about you right now.
Addis Ababa is a very big city, though, right?
Yes, it is. It is a very big city, very large population, very filled with bustling crowd and businesses, and it's very developing really fast as well.
All right.
It's one of Ethiopia is one of the fastest developing economies in Africa, and we have the Nile over there. We just built a dam that's going to generate power for the entire region, really.
Wow.
Nice.
So there's a lot of challenges, but there's also a lot of developments happening right now. And very historic, the church Kitty's talking about is, I think it's like 200 plus miles away from the capital city, from Lalibela. Yeah, it's historic. There are a lot of historical sites.
Exciting.
And when you came, what city did you come to first to meet Mom?
So the D.C. metropolitan area.
Yes.
That's where a lot of Ethiopians live. The largest population of Ethiopians outside of Ethiopia is in that area.
Yeah.
And I rejoined my mom there. And so, you know, living in a household where there's alcohol, physical abuse, verbal abuse can do some damage to a kid. And
yes.
So I was pretty kind of fragile when I arrived in the U.S. and in the culture shock, and I experienced some bullying in high school. I was a lot smaller in stature, and I didn't really understand the culture and the language and all that, so it was pretty
traumatizing.
But I did manage to go to college in Richmond, Virginia. Called Virginia Commonwealth University. And but by that time, I had already experienced a lot of mental health issues and really was dealing with that along with the pressure of college and school and stuff like that. So at the age of 21, around 2001, I had somewhat of like a mental breakdown in the campus and was admitted to like a mental health unit of the the hospital there. And that's when I really ran into the Lord, really. I mean, growing up, I was aware of God, and I was brought up in a Coptic Orthodox. It's Ethiopian Orthodox, but it's like Coptic, like the Egyptian Orthodox Church.
Yes.
And and so I was familiar with God and Lord and the Holy Spirit and Trinity, and but I didn't really have a personal relationship with Jesus, you know. And, and so my brother said something like, "Hey, man, you've tried a lot of things, you know. I tried the party life, the girls, and all that, but you haven't tried God." And I remember getting on my knees and begging God to help me get relief from this mental oppression that I was feeling, and I was very suicidal, and all that trauma had kind of accumulated to a point of like overwhelmed and despairing, hopeless, you know.
Yeah.
So
bless your heart. You and Angie got these little pops. Yeah. Bless your heart.
And shortly after that, I joined the church there. I learned, you know, from the Bible, got baptized, learned from the Bible, studied the Bible really closely, and started having personal faith. But all the trauma, I never really addressed it. I got church busy, but I didn't get like, I didn't really allow the Spirit to really get in my heart and work through those situations and those traumatic memories and
confront those those things that are going on with us.
Exactly. And so so I got, you know, I was part of the church for many years, but I was kind of like busy but not really addressing anything. And around 2017, I started dealing with addiction, drinking, then partying, and then the porn, the womanizing, and all that stuff, and really hanging out with people I have no business hanging out with, and I kind of stopped going to church. And
was the environment sober at your mom's house? I know she escaped abuse and addiction, but how were things at your mom's house?
My mom's house was relatively normal. There wasn't any substance or alcohol abuse. I think there was some detachment and didn't really know how to connect with my mom on a deeper level, really.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how to, I didn't know this whole idea of, hey, when you're feeling bad and somebody says something nasty to you at school, come back and tell your parents. I kind of
let's pick up on that when we come back.
Yeah.
And let's let's both get our coughs out of us.
For additional information about Union Rescue, go ahead. Here we go. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
Thank you so much, Lacoon. Do you have a relationship with Mom today? Is she still with us?
Yeah, she's still with us, and me and my mom are pretty close now, and she stuck with me through thick and thin and has been the one kind of constant person that's been there, even though I had run away and gone to, you know, places on the East Coast, Florida and stuff, just homeless and drinking and really, you know, near-death experiences. Chasing after just different self-medication, you know, whether it be sex and escorts, and I'm a true case of the prodigal son type, where I ran away from church, I ran away from home, and squandered my money that I had made through an IT job with prostitutes, and was really hit really rock bottom, luckily, I was able to get a job back, but I didn't really. And then that allowed me to go to this rehab in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that rehab's follow-up sober living experience was in California. So that's how I ended up in L.A.
Okay.
But it was a short stint. It wasn't like a God, Christian-based, mm-hmm. God-focused rehab. Mm-hmm. And it didn't help me much, and I didn't put a lot of work into it myself. So I went back out into the streets in L.A. and experienced a lot of drinking and really abusing myself and abusing the alcohol. I never really did substances, just alcohol and women were my go-to to self-medicate and manage my pain.
Yeah.
And in the process, you know, the way the spiraling down happens a lot faster than the spiraling up. So it wasn't too long before
hit rock bottom again.
Ran out of money. Yeah. And even the places that take Medicaid and stuff would not have taken me in. I ended up meeting a girl and moved in with her just for housing. And then she ended up getting pregnant, and that happened twice in this time. And I had pretty much given up hope. I was just there existing. But out of nowhere, I felt this. I prayed. I was like, God, help me move out of here because I don't want to cause her trouble and cause her pain either. So I need to get help. And as I was praying about that, this mentor of mine that I had met before told me about the Union Rescue Mission.
Wow.
And I prayed. I was like, God, give me enough strength to tell her the truth about what's going on with me and not care what happens after that. I just don't want to cause her pain and bring problem for the already born. My first son was already born. He was 4 months old. And and then she was pregnant with my second son. So I need to do something. So it's at that point that I decided to tell her at midnight about 14 months ago. And the next day at 9 a.m., I was here at Union Rescue Mission. And,
wow.
And I really was just taking one day at a time and went into the program. And there I started praying daily, getting up 4 in the morning and praying and asking God to help me stay sober that day.
Mm-hmm.
And and then, you know, met Chop Albert.
Yes.
He had an interview with me and realized that I need to kind of focus on both mental health and addiction. And with that, I started kind of gaining hope again and strength from God and was able to really hone into the classes and learned about, you know, going deeper than the surface, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the... The banner on the third floor says recovery as connection with God, connection with self, and connection with others.
Wow.
And I didn't have any of that coming into it.
Yeah.
I was lost. I was hopeless. I was in despair. I was completely and utterly despairing. And even today, sometimes I don't, it's hard for me to really wrap my head around how God can really turn us around because I was hopelessly gone, you know.
Yeah.
Some people say you don't overcome an addiction, you get a connection, right? You get you get connected to God, self, and others.
And others, yes, yes.
And how are things with the young lady now after 14 months?
I think they're a little bit better. I think there's some hurts that that get in the way. So me, as far as us, we're not together, but we are working to be co-parents. We're working through the kinks, and I get visitation with the kids. I can bring one of my sons here, and I'm working on getting visitation for my second son. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Thanks for sharing all that.
Yes.
And when we come back, I'll ask you about what's going to happen in the future. What do you hope happens in the future? So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more. Right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
All right. So, Lacoon, you have a career now at Union Rescue Mission, but what are your hopes and dreams for the future? Mine are that you stick around and and we get to enjoy your presence.
But yes, that would be great.
I'm more concerned about yours.
Well, first I want to thank the Union Rescue Mission because due to my addiction, there was this huge gap in my resume. Haven't done IT in like 7 years, so I don't know if any company would have looked at me, but through my work therapy and integrity, I think the IT department was able to see that I could contribute and was given the opportunity. I'm grateful for that. I do want to be part of the creative solution at University Mission and grow with the IT department. And I feel like it's a mutually beneficial partnership that we have. And also, eventually, I kind of want to get involved with Ethiopia. There's a lot of needs, and I want to kind of, you know, this is like long term.
Yeah.
My hope and vision is that to be able to be a liaison between even United States and something like the Union Rescue Mission and
yes.
copy you guys' model
uh-huh.
to really help, you know, because there's a lot of people that want to help, but there's also a gap between the people that want to help and then the people that need to help.
Yes.
And there's a lot of legwork that needs to happen, and I'd like to be able to do that if that's God's will for me. That's what's on my heart.
That is so awesome.
There's some great churches in Little Ethiopia over by Beverly Hills, and I have a good connection. Hermela Aragawi.
Oh, Aragawi, yes.
You know Hermela,
yes.
I follow her on Twitter. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's a friend. And, well, that's a great plan.
First thing is, of course, I have to establish, you know, getting back on my feet is, I have a great start, but it's not, the guy's not done with me. And I want to really be able to establish myself with housing and a car and, and those things to make sure I get both my kids. And it's really hard to transport the kids. Both kids on the bus, and that's I only bring one of my sons. But, I have no doubt it will, you know, will happen in God's time.
Absolutely,
yes. Absolutely.
You're connected with a church. You're in Harbor, L.A. somewhere. Is that the name of the church? Yes. What do you?
Yes, Harbor Church, L.A.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
What are you doing
near
there?
Crenshaw in Slauson.
Okay.
I have great friendships with the family group, with the pastor, and. I'm part of the production IT team. I help out whenever I can.
That's awesome.
And my kids, my son, I take him every Sunday so Aww. That he can mingle with the kids. And it's a great young church. It just started about 2-3 years ago. And
so awesome.
We're still growing,
Amen.
Well, it's such an honor to
it is.
Hear your story.
Yes.
And just ask everybody to keep you in their prayers and
please,
keep our ministry in their prayers, and we can't thank you enough for coming on and for
sharing.
Being a valuable teammate.
Amen.
We appreciate you. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you. Thank you, Katie, and thank you, Reverend.
God bless you. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've
You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.